consider the subject to be a good one.
但是这个题目呢，我非常喜欢。
However, I do like it a lot.
而且我很怕去碰到这个题目。
And I'm actually afraid to touch upon the subject.
对不起哈，那边有位先生戴着帽子哈，请你在会堂里面将帽子拿下来好不好？谢谢你。好，谢谢你哈。这是神的殿哈。
This is the temple of God.
当然，在这个题目里面有我们很多的生活。
Within this topic, it has many influences upon our lives.
可以说是有很多我的生活。
And it touches upon many aspects of my life.
所以我不怎么敢去碰这个题目。
Therefore, I seldom touch upon the subject.
但是我却非常的喜欢它。
However, I do like it a lot.
这个故事的开始呢，是在33年前。
And the story.
36年前。
The story began 36 years ago.
那时候我17岁。
At that time, I was only 17.
我没有这么大吧？33年前啊，我现在是50岁哈。
It's about 33 years ago because I'm 50.
被那帽子一搞昏头了。33年前，我17岁的时候。
When I was 17.
有一次，那时候高中。还没有念大学。
That time I was still in high school.
有一次我住在台中。
I was living in 台中。
那我们知道台湾有时候有那个台风天哈。
Sometimes in Taiwan there is typhoon season.
那台风天雨会下很大，天会很黑。
And the rain will pour down sheets.
有一次暴风雨过后，天还是黑黑的。
And once after the typhoon blew over.
但是太阳已经出来了。
And the skies were still dark, but the sun came out.
那时候有一个彩虹非常的漂亮。
At that time, I saw this beautiful rainbow.
我那时候知识也不足。
That time, I felt
人比较笨。
I was not as bright.
没有什么知识。
I was not as educated.
我想说，哇，彩虹这么漂亮。
And I said, wow, what a beautiful rainbow.
所以，因为我看的是彩虹的正面。
Because I see the front part of the rainbow.
我是想说彩虹的后面到底是什么颜色。
So I wanted to see what was behind the rainbow.
因为正面跟后面，比如说这个正面是黑的，后面是白的。
Because you can see that in one side is black, the other side is white.
所以我想说彩虹的后面到底是什么。
So I wanted to see what was behind the rainbow.
我想去看一看。
I wanted to see it.
骑脚踏车。
So I rode on my bike.
我那时候身体还不错，不像现在这么差。
That time I was still quite athletic.
骑得很快。
So I rode my bike quickly.
从市中心一直骑到郊外，因为那个彩虹越骑越远，很奇怪。
So I was able to I drove out of the city.
第一次看到才在两个街后面而已啊。
At first I saw that the rainbow was only two streets away.
但是我一开始骑的时候，它一直跑。
But as I started to ride my bike, the rainbow seemed to run away from me.
我真的一直追啊。
And I pursue after it.
你们可以想象我是多笨。
Can imagine how foolish I was.
追到郊外去了。
So I chased the rainbow until I went out of the city.
到郊外就是一片田地。
When I went out into the farmland,
那彩虹呢就在我的对面。
I can see the rainbow opposite of me.
对着我微笑。
And it was smiling at me.
我对着它傻笑。
And I was smiling at it.
再过不去了，因为已经没有路了。
Because there's nowhere else for me to go.
我想说你后面到底是什么颜色。
So I continue to think, what color are you behind you?
我多么的想站在彩虹的最，当然不是一个弯弯的吗？想站在这最旁边，最底下的站在那边，沐浴这个彩虹。
I would like to stand at the very end of the rainbow and to be bathed upon its colors.
但是追不到。
However, I couldn't catch it.
所以呢，我就骑着脚踏车回来。
So I rode my bike back home.
去的时候骑得很快，回来的时候骑得很慢。
I rode my bike really quickly there, but I rode my bike slowly home.
我没有追到彩虹。
Because I couldn't catch it.
但是这个动作呢，却影响了我很大。
However, this action has influenced me greatly.
我没有追到它，没有错。
I did not catch it, that's true.
但是我看见它非常的美丽。
But I can see how beautiful it was.
虽然它看起来很近，但是我摸不到它。
Although it appears to be very close to me, and yet I cannot touch it.
但是在我在追到它的时候，我在追它的时候，我一直看着它。
But when I'm chasing after it, I fix my gaze upon it.
不管大街小巷，我眼睛总是看着它。
No matter which street I was riding on, I would look on the rainbow.
所以我那时候明白一件事情。
That time I come to this understanding.
真正的美丽应该不是去拿到它。
True beauty is not something that you can grasp.
当然，拿到是一个很大的喜乐。
Of course, if you can attain it, it's a great joy.
但是真正的美丽可能不是拿到。
But the true beauty, perhaps you can never achieve.
而是在追求的过程。
Or rather, it is in the process of pursuing it.
你会觉得说这个过程非常的美。
You will see that this process was beautiful.
虽然你什么都没有拿到。
In actual fact, you did not attain anything.
我想我那天如果看到的话。
I think that if on that day I was able to see the back end of the rainbow,
我那天如果走到彩虹的后面的话,
if I can go to the back side of the rainbow,
我可能现在早就忘记了。
Perhaps I would have forgotten it by today.
但是因为没有拿到。
But because I did not get it.
所以33年我都没有忘记。
Therefore, for 33 years, I never forget it.
我想若主愿意的话,再过33年我也不会忘记。
God willing, for 33 more years, I will not forget this experience.
我从来没想过一个这么愚蠢的动作会对我影响这么大。
I never imagined that such a foolish gesture would give me such great influence in my life.
因为我那内心总得不到,但是很满足。
Because that day, although I did not achieve it or touch it, yet I felt this great sense of fulfillment.
因为至少我知道。
Because at last I understood.
我没有办法走到他的后面。
I'm unable to go to the other side of the rainbow.
但是我看见他对我微笑。
But I can see that the rainbow smiled at me.
你们可能都彩虹从来没有对你微笑过，对不对？
I do not believe that you've experienced a smile from a rainbow.
他对我笑过。
It smiled at me.
所以我就胜过你们了。
And therefore I am better than you.
因为我曾经追过他。
Because I pursued after it.
你们只不过是这个物理现象，就这样结束了。
You perhaps just looked at it and that will be it.
但是对我来讲，它不是一个物理现象。
But to me, this is not a passing fancy.
他让我长大。
He has allowed me to grow.
所以这逐渐的影响到我以后的成长。
And this leads me to examine the process of my maturing.
我想我们人现在逐渐的不会做梦了。
I do not believe that many of us dream today.
其实人跟动物的区别可能在于说人会做梦。
The differences between man and animal perhaps lies in the dreams they have.
当你说做梦，表示说你可能拿不到。
To dream means perhaps it's something that you cannot attain.
人家说，癞蛤蟆想吃天鹅肉。人家说青蛙想要吃天鹅的肉。
They say that the frog would like to eat the meat of a swan, but he couldn't do it.
所以就不用梦想了。
So there's no need for him to think about it.
但其实做梦是人的一个特权。
In actual fact, to dream is a specialty of man.
是人给人一个很，是神给人一个很大的恩赐。
It's a great blessing from God to man.
你又不会做梦。
Do one of us, do none of us dream?
狗也不会做梦。
Dogs do not dream.
所以呢，他们五千年来都是吃草如牛。
And therefore, they continue to live the way they live.
他们五千年来都还是在看门。
For thousands of years, they still the way they are.
他们没有任何的改变。
They did not change.
但是人会做梦。
But because man can dream.
第一个人想要飞。
There's the first man who wanted to fly.
他看到鸟在飞，他说我也要飞。
He saw that the birds can fly, therefore he says, I want to fly.
他太太跟他讲说，你不要发神经了。
His wife told him, you're being crazy.
但是他就觉得说他一定可以飞得起来。
And yet he thinks that he is able to fly.
所以他就开始制造两个翅膀。
And so he went and invented the wings.
他想说我只要跟鸟一样我就可以飞得起来了。
Thinks that if I look like a bird, then I can fly.
当然旁边就笑他。
Of course, the people ridicule him.
说，哎，我家隔壁那个发疯了。
Saying that my neighbor is crazy.
他想要飞起来。
Because he wanted to fly.
但是他不怕。
But he wasn't afraid.
然后做两个翅膀。
He invented for himself two wings.
然后邀请左右邻居来看他飞。
And then he invited people to watch him fly.
拼命跑。
So he ran really quickly.
拼命咬。
And he flapped his wings.
到了山来的时候。
When he got to the tip of the mountain.
他想说跳下去他就可以飞起来了。
He thought that if he jumped off, then he could fly.
就一跳下去，哐的一声摔下去了。
But when he jumped off, then he fell to the ground.
大家去看一个啊，死了一个。
And people went and looked at him and said, oh, he died.
但是这群众当中有一个人想说，说不定真的可以飞起来啊。
But in a crowd that was looking, one of them perhaps wondered,Perhaps、
所以另外一个回去开始做翅膀。
So then another one went back to try and invent the wings.
但他改良翅膀。
However, he made an improvement.
他想说一定可以飞得起来。
He said, surely I will be able to fly.
所以他就邀请邻居再来看他飞。
So then he invited his neighbors to come and watch him.
他跑跑跑跑跑。
He ran really fast.
一直扇。
He flapped his wings.
哐的一声就掉下去了。
And he fell out of, off the mountain again.
这次没有跌死。
This time he didn't fall to his death.
只是跌断脚而已。
He only broke his legs.
哦，第三个想到可能真的飞得起来哦。
So another person thought that perhaps it is possible to fly.
他要开始在做翅膀。
So then he also designed wings.
有一天终于有一个人飞起来了。
Finally, one day, one person is able to fly.
那些笑他们发神经的人就不再笑了。
And those who laughed at him previously no longer laughed.
他们开始羡慕 他可以飞起来了。
They started to envy the fact that he is able to fly. 那这个
到底是什么动力让他们愿意这样的牺牲？
What kind of motivation forced these people to do this?
因为他们会做梦。
Because they have dreams.
会梦想那个人所不敢梦的。
They dream of the impossible.
这个题目是不应该讲的了。
I should have spared you of this topic.
我们来请看《使徒行传》十四章。
Please turn to the book of Acts, chapter 14.
使徒行传的十四章。
The book of Acts, chapter 14.
好吧，我们再回来。做翅膀。
Once again, we come back to redesign the wings.
那开始有人飞起来了。
So then the man started to fly.
所以你看，这只是一百年的时间而已。
We see that this took place over a period of 100 years.
一百年前，从来没有人想过会飞。
100 years ago, no one even imagined that they could fly.
但是一百年之后，人不但能够飞了，而且飞得非常的远。
So 100 years later, men not only can fly, they can fly really far.
只因为有人做过梦。
It's because someone had a dream.
他们不认为说有什么事情是不可能的。
They do not imagine that anything was beyond grasp.
纵使别人说不可能，他们认为说应该是可以的。
Although other people said that's impossible, he thought it is possible.
我们今天人是不是已经失去了这样的一种做梦的年龄？
Have we lost this ability to dream nowadays?
很多的事情我们不再愿意去碰它。
Many things we no longer want to touch.
很多事情我们都告诉自己说这是不可能的事情。
Many things we tell ourselves this is impossible.
很多的事情别人告诉你说你还是不要去碰它比较好。
And many things others advise us don't do it.
因为这是不可能。
Because this is not possible.
所以我们成为一群不敢做梦的人。
So we become people who are afraid to dream.
我常在想说没有圣灵的工作一百年能够从不能飞到飞到太空。
I said that I sometimes think that without the Holy Spirit, how is it possible that within 100 years we can go from not flying to be able to fly into space?
那我们有圣灵工作的教会已经飞了几年了。
And the church that has the Holy Spirit, how many years have we been flying?
从1917年到现在，差不多90年了。
From 1917 until now, it's about 90 years.
我们早就应该是飞得很远了。
We should have been able to fly far and long.
因为我们不但能够做梦，而且我们有圣灵帮助。
Not only are we able to dream, we also have the Holy Spirit to help us.
但是我们为什么感受不到那飞翔的力量？
Why is it we are unable to feel the power of flight?
不但感受不到，而且越飞越疲倦。
Not only that, we feel exhausted by our efforts.
感觉到好像一切都像做梦一样。
Feel that as if anything and everything is a dream.
而且是一场没有结果的梦。
And it's a dream without an end.
那醒过来感觉非常的不好。
When you wake up, you feel the sense of loss.
所以为什么圣灵跟我们同在，我们会飞不起来？
Why is it that when the Holy Spirit is with us, we're still unable to lift ourselves?
这是我一个很大的疑问。
This is a great question.
当我看到别人在进步。
When I see other people improve.
当我看见飞机在飞翔。
When I see the planes fly.
我永远不能明白。
I could never understand.
它这么庞然大物怎么飞得起来？
Why is it, how is it possible such a huge machine can fly?
它怎么这么重，怎么飞得起来？
How is it such a weighty machine can fly?
而且能够飞得那么的远。
And can fly so long and so far.
就是因为很早以前有一个人拿个翅膀说他可以飞。
It is because one man long time ago designed wings for himself saying, I can fly.
我们失去了去追彩虹的这种梦想。
We have lost this desire to pursue after the rainbow.
因为我们一开始就有了答案呢。
If we have answers from the beginning.
我们来请看创世纪的24章。
Please turn back to the book of Genesis, chapter 24.
创世纪的24章。
Genesis
24. 创世纪的24章，这里记载，亚伯拉罕要为他的儿子以撒娶妻。
Here records a story of Abraham looking for a wife for his son Isaac.
那这时候呢，他将请他的老仆人呢回去他的本地，为他的儿子找一个妻子。
So he asked his old servant to go back to his native country to look for a wife for his son.
第三节，亚伯拉罕跟他的仆人这么说。
This is what he said to his servant in verse 3.
我要叫你指着耶和华天地的主起誓啊，不要为我的儿子娶这迦南地中的女子为妻。
Verse 3, I want you to swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that you will not get a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites.
但你要往我本地本族去，为我的儿子以撒娶一个妻子。
But we'll go to my country and my own relatives and get a wife for my son Isaac.
仆人说，如果那女子不肯跟我来，那我是不是要带你儿子回去呢？
The servant asked him, What if the woman is unwilling to come back with me to this land? Should I then take your son back to the country you came from?
亚伯拉罕对他说，你要谨慎。不要带我的儿子回到那里去。
Make sure that you do not take my son back there, Abraham said.
因为耶和华天上的神曾经告诉我说，曾带领我离开父家和本地，对我说，向我启示，将这个地方赐给我和我的后裔。
The Lord, the God of heaven, who brought me out of my father's household in my native land, and who spoke to me and promised me an oath, saying, to your offspring, I will give this land.
我们知道亚伯拉罕被神选召，是因为神曾经向亚伯拉罕显现。
We know that God chose Abraham because Abraham offered for him.
到底是真的假的，谁也不知道。
Whether or not this really happened, no one knows.
但是亚伯拉罕说神向他显现。
But Abraham says the Lord appeared to him.
叫他离开本地本族父家，到神所要指示他的地方去。
To ask him to leave his native land, his father's household, and go to a foreign land.
说他的国，他的后裔要成为大国。
And to tell him that his offsprings will be a great
nation.
说
那地方要赐给他。
That he will be given this land.
这样不知不觉已经过了65年了。
And this happened 65 years ago.
从他听到神的呼召到现在已经65年了。
From the time he heard the voice of God until today, it was 65 years ago.
从75岁一直到140岁了。
From 75 years to 140.
那这个时候他儿子已经40岁了。
At that time, Isaac was 40 years old.
他要为他的儿子娶个妻子。
He wanted to find a wife for his son.
所以他差遣他的仆人回到本地去为他找一个太太。
So he asked his old servant to go back to his native land to look for a wife.
他要他的仆人起誓说绝对不带他的儿子回去。
He wants his servant to swear to him that he will not bring Isaac back.
他说这个女子不来没有关系。
He says, if this woman is unwilling to come, it's fine.
但是你绝对不能带我儿子回去。
But you cannot bring my son back.
因为这个地方是神赐给我的。
Because this place has been given to me by God.
是神告诉我的。
This is what God has told me.
我想这个仆人一定是听得非常伤心。
I believe that this old servant must have been sorrowful.
为什么仆人会有这个意思说，那如果他不来，我们就回去？
Why did the servant say, what if the woman is unwilling to come?
因为如果以撒回去的话，他的老主人也会跟着回去了。
Because if he were to bring Isaac back to the native land, the old servant will have to follow him back.
这一切就当作一场梦吧。
Then everything will be just like a dream.
就是我的老主人在有一天做了一个梦。
It's as if my old servant had a dream one day.
梦见神告诉他说要离开本地本族父家。
And dream that God told him to leave his native land and his household of his father.
现在我主人的太太已经去世了。
Now my master's wife has passed on.
连一块土地都没有。
He does not even have a land to bury.
我的主人已经140岁了。
And my master is 140 years old.
这个事情怎么是有可能的？
How could this happen?
这绝对不是一个事实。
This is not real.
但是亚伯拉罕他不是这么认为。
But Abraham thought otherwise.
他继续做了这个梦。
Continue to have the dream.
他说这个地方是神赐给我的。
He said, this land belongs to me.
也因为他这么坚持。
And because of his insistence.
他持续做梦。
He continued to dream.
他不管怎么样他总这么相信。
And no matter what, he believed in his dream.
不管他眼睛所看到的是什么。
No matter what his eyes tell him otherwise.
他总相信这块地是他的。
He believed that this land belonged to him.
其实他死的时候他并没有得到。
When he died, he did not attain this land.
他死的时候是不是有点后悔？
Was he regretful when he died?
他太太死了没得到。
When his wife died, he did not receive that land.
他自己死了，他还没有得到。
When he died, he did not receive the land.
但是圣经却告诉我们说，他欢欢喜喜地领受这一切。
But the scripture tells us that he received everything with great joy.
因为他看见了神为他预备更美好的家乡。
Because he is able to see the wonderful place that God has prepared for him.
如果他没有先相信这个眼前的这个梦。
If he did not believe the dreams.
如果他没有先去追过彩虹。
If he did not pursue after the rainbow,
我想他绝对看不见彩虹的漂亮。
I do not believe he will be able to appreciate the beauty of it.
他相信了。
He believed.
没有人再相信了。
No one believed him.
剩下他一个人相信。
Only him.
神终于让他看见了。
And the Lord allowed him to see this.
约瑟这个做梦的人。
Joseph was also a man of dreams.
我们知道约瑟他的一生的苦难来自于他会做梦。
We see that the tribulation of Joseph is as if he had many dreams.
神给他两个梦。
God gave him two dreams.
这两个梦都告诉他说，他将来要成为一个伟大的人。
And within these two dreams, God told him that he is going to be a mighty man.
他的兄弟跟他的父母都要拜他。
That his brothers and his parents will have to bow down and worship.
当然，他将这个梦很天真的，那时候他也十七岁，告诉他的父亲们。
Innocently, he told these dreams to his father.
他们都不相信。
And his brothers,
and they don't believe him. 非常的生气。
Not only did they not believe him, they were angry at him.
所以当约瑟去找他哥哥的时候。
So when Joseph went to look for his brothers,
他哥哥怎么形容他呢？
How did his brother describe him?
他说：“你看那个做梦的来了。”
They say, "Look, here comes the dreamer."
我们将他杀了，他梦就没有了。
If we kill him, then he could not have dreams.
这个做梦的来了。
The dreamer has come.
所以可见约瑟的梦让他哥哥是多么的生气。
Therefore, the dreams have caused great anger in his brother.
说不定约瑟曾经相信过这个梦。
Perhaps Joseph believed in his dreams.
但是等到他被卖的那一刹那。
But at the moment when he was sold into slavery,
他哭得非常的伤心。
He wept bitterly.
他只期望他哥哥不要卖他。
He just asked his brother, "Do not sell me to slavery." He wept loudly.
一直过了二十几年，他哥哥还听见他哭的声音。
After more than 20 years, his brother can hear him cry.
所以当他哥哥来到约瑟当宰相的面前的时候
，So when his brother came to the presence of the prime minister,
他们哥哥互相讲话了。
And they were talking amongst themselves.
好像就是当时啊，我们弟弟哀哭的时候，我们都没有听他。
They said amongst themselves that when our brothers were crying, we did not listen to him.
所以你看现在呢，神来惩罚我们。
We see that now God has punished us.
所以可见当时约瑟是哭得多么大声。
You can see how bitterly Joseph must have wept.
我想他那时候所在意的不再是梦了。
I believe at that time it's no longer a dream.
他所在意的只是不要离开他的父亲。
He just didn't want to leave his father.
但是他因为做梦，所以被卖。
But because of his dreams, he was sold into slavery.
到最后他一切都失望了。
At that time,It seems to lead to disappointment.
我们来请看创世纪的四十一章。
Let us please read Genesis chapter 41.
创世纪的四十一章。
Genesis 41.
当约瑟从监狱里面被放出来当了宰相之后
，When Joseph was released from prison, he became the prime minister.
他成为宰相了。
He became the prime minister.
他没有想过要回家。
He didn't say that he wanted to go home.
这是一个非常奇怪的事情。
It seems unusual.
他曾经是那么挂念他的家庭。
Because he really loved his family.
但是等到他成为宰相之后。
But when he became the prime minister.
他七年以上没有回家。
Within these 7 years, he did not want to go home.
他好像是整个事情都不愿意再去想他了。
It's as if he did not want to think about it anymore.
因为这是一场噩梦啊。
Because this is an old dream.
怎么有这样的事情？
How could this happen?
所以他这里这么记载，他生了两个儿子。
Here he had two sons.
51节
Verse 51.
他给长子起名叫马拉西。
Joseph named his firstborn Manasseh.
马拉西什么意思呢？
What does Manasseh mean?
神使我忘了一切的困苦和我的父的全家。
Manasseh means that the Lord has not made me forgotten my native land.
神
and the father and the household of my father.
神使我忘了。
The Lord has made me forgot.
说忘了一切的困苦和我父的全家。
All my trouble and all my father's household.
我想他取这个名字的时候，一定是非常的痛。
I believe that when he gave Manasseh this name, he must have been suffering.
不再愿意去碰到他的父家了。
Because he no longer wants to talk about his father's household.
让我忘记吧。
Just let me forget.
太痛苦了。
Because it's too painful.
他不愿意再去回忆这个事情。
Doesn't want to think about it anymore.
所以我们可知道说，当时约瑟心已经非常的硬了。
At that time, we can see perhaps Joseph's heart was hardened.
他不再相信这个梦是真的了。
He no longer believed that this dream is possible.
他只想在埃及做他的宰相而已。
He's thinking only the position he hold in Egypt.
那怎么想得到说，有一天他的哥哥们竟然来到他的面前
？How could he have imagined that one day his brothers would come and
所以他看到他哥哥的时候，他非常激动啊。
When he saw his brother, he was very excited.
怎么有这样的事情会出现
？How could this happen?
他那时候还不敢相信这是梦的实现。
At that time, he could not believe that the dream had came true.
我们来看第四十二章。
Let's read chapter 42.
四十二章的二十一节。
Verse
21. 他哥哥们彼此说：“我们在兄弟身上实在有罪了。他哀求我们的时候，我们见他心里愁苦，却不肯听，所以这场苦难就临到我们身上来了。”二十二节。
22.
流便说：“我岂不是对你们说过不可伤害那孩子吗？只是你们不肯听，所以流他血的罪向我们追讨了。他们不知道约瑟听得出来，因为在他们中间用通事传话。”二十四节。
24.
约瑟转身退去，哭了一场。他哭什么
？Why was Joseph weeping？
他哭那一天，他来到他哥哥面前。
He cried on the day that he came before his brothers.
他这个笑他，你就做梦的。
His brother mocked him, saying, "You are a dreamer."
将你卖了。
I'm going to sell you into slavery.
这个他不再去想他。
This is something he doesn't want to
remember. 他多么的想要忘记。
He wants to forget it.
就他现在哥哥又重新提起来了。
But today, his brother reminded him of it again.
所以他哭了一场。
That's why he wept yet again.
但是他心还是非常的硬。
But his heart was still hard.
他内心只想他的弟弟便雅悯。
He only think about his brother Benjamin.
他也没有说要他回去看他爸爸。
Did not say he wants to go back to see his father. He just wants to see Benjamin himself. Therefore, he devised many tricks just so that he can have Benjamin to himself. But this caused his father great pain. Because his father did not want Benjamin to leave. But Joseph insisted that Benjamin must be brought to him. So then, at the end, they had to relent.
就放了便雅悯，让便雅悯跟他哥哥去找约瑟。So
they have to let Benjamin go and with his brothers to see Joseph.
约瑟那时候扣留住便雅悯去了，就放他们回去了。So
at that time, he kept Benjamin and he allowed all of them to go home.
其实故事应该在这里结束。In
actual fact, the story should have ended here.
约瑟根本就不想见他的哥哥。Because
Joseph didn't want to see his brother.
约瑟也不想见他的爸爸。Doesn't
want to see his father.
因为他的儿子叫做马拉西亚。
Because his son was named Manasseh. That to Allah, the Lord let me forget all my troubles and my father's household.
既然弟弟已经来到了,
if my younger brother is here, then everything else is fine. Therefore, he told all of them to go home. But what happened here?
在第18节, 在44章的18节,
Chapter 44, verse 18.
创世纪44章的17节
Chapter 7, Chapter 44, verse 17
约瑟说我断不能这样行 谁在神的手中收出杯来 谁就做的奴仆 至于你们可以平平安地上你们父亲那里去吧 所以这里约瑟手一挥 叫他们回去吧
So Joseph waved to them and said, go home
因为便雅悯已经留下来了
Because Benjamin has to be
detained 回去你们父亲那里吧
Go back to your father
结果这时候犹大出现了
At this time Judah went up
本来故事应该停在第17节
Originally, the story should have ended in verse 17.
就哥哥就伤伤心心地回去了
And the brothers were returned to their fathers in sorrow.
说便雅悯给扣留了
Saying that Benjamin was detained.
然后他爸爸再痛哭一场
And his father will probably wept bitterly.
我失去了约瑟又失去了便雅悯
And now I've lost Joseph, and now I've lost Benjamin.
我要被三场的下到阴间了
I might as well go into Hades.
但是这时候犹大出现
But this time Judah came up
将整个故事改变了,
and changed the whole story.
犹大说,
Judah said, this child is the life of my father.
你若扣留他,
if you were to detain him, my father would die.
所以我愿意留下来,
therefore, I will stay.
我愿意留下,
to take the place of my brother, I will use my life.
这话很打,
and this pleading from Judah caused Joseph to think. He did not imagine his brother could have changed so much. 20 years ago, his impression of his brother was that they were mean. The one who sold him to slavery. One who mocked him. So they thought that maybe they will also torture his brother. But he could not imagine that one of his brothers would take his own life instead of his own brothers.
所以当约瑟听了他哥哥的讲话之后,
so when Joseph heard Judah,
我们来请看44章33节。
Let us read verse 33.
现在求你容你仆人住下替着童子做我主的仆人叫童子和他哥哥一同上去若童子不和我同去我怎么能够上去见我父亲呢 恐怕我看见灾祸临到了父亲身上, 第45节。
Chapter 45.
约瑟在左右站着的人面前情不自禁分为声说人都要退离开我去约瑟和兄弟相认的时候没有跟站在他们面前他就放声大哭第二节。Verse 2. 还集合法老家中人都听见你看这里约瑟哭得多么的凄惨
We see that Joseph indeed wept very bitterly here.
他放声大哭
He cried out loud.
哭到埃及全家都听见了。
So loud that the Egyptians heard him.
他为什么哭得这么的大声?
Why did he cry so loud?
因为一场梦。
Because of his dream.
因为那场梦所带来的苦楚。
And the pain that dream brought him.
他现在才明白。
He now understood.
但是当中他受了多少的苦楚。
But within this process, he suffered so much.
所以这个时候反而他哥哥们不能明白了。
At this time, his brothers were confused.
耶稣说你们不要害怕。
Joseph told them, do not be afraid.
神差我来是为了救全家的。
The Lord has sent me here so that I may save all of us.
他的梦终于实现了。
His dreams finally came true.
但是他大哭一场。
But the result of which, he wept bitterly.
我想是他多么的希望不曾做过这么的一场梦。
I imagine that he probably wished he never had those dreams in the first place.
摩西也是一个很会做梦的人。
Moses was yet another who had many dreams.
我们知道摩西他从小就在法老的女儿家里面生活。
From youth, Moses lived in the household of the Pharaoh's daughter.
等他长大之后, 他看以色列百姓受这么大的苦楚, 他还想要跟他们一起受苦。
So when he grew up, he saw how the Israelites suffered, and he wanted to suffer along with them.
从一个在王宫里面住的人, 要走向那当奴隶的生活, 那是非常的辛苦。
For someone who lived in the palace, for him to assume that of a slave's life, it must have been difficult.
但是圣经这样告诉我们说，摩西因着信心呢，他放弃了一切。
But we read from the scriptures that by faith, Moses abandoned everything.
因为他想说时候到了。
Because he thought that the time was ripe.
他可以救他的兄弟离开这个埃及的手了。
He's able to save his brothers from the bondage of the Egyptians.
所以他就起来杀了埃及人。
So then he got up and he slew an Egyptian.
但是呢，他的兄弟却不能明白。
But his brothers did not understand him.
没有人要跟他。
No one wanted to follow him.
所以他就逃跑了。
And so he ran.
摩西在跑的时候，我想他一定想了很多的事情。
I believe that when Moses ran away, he must have thought constantly.
他为什么出来杀死埃及人呢？
Why did he come out and slew the Egyptian?
因为他内心有个很大的志向。
Because in his mind, he had a great expectation.
他要为基督受苦。
He wanted to suffer for the Lord.
我们来请看希伯来书的第11章。
Please read the book of Hebrews, chapter 11.
希伯来书的第11章。
The book of Hebrews, chapter 11.
第11章的24节。
Verse
24. 这说摩西因着信长大了，就不肯成为法老女儿之子。他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿意占享最终之乐。 26节。
26.
他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵，因为他想望得着所要得的赏赐。 他因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。这里我们看到摩西看见了那不能看见的主。Here
we say that Moses has saw the Lord that was invisible.
他好像看见了。As
if he saw him.
这个影像存在他内心里面。And
this impression stayed with him.
我必须要离开王宫。I
must leave the palace.
我必须要起来拯救神的百姓。I
must rise up to save the people of God.
他知道时候到了。
He knew that the time has come.
所以他奋力的一击。
Therefore, he is able to do this.
结果呢，他的兄弟竟然不相信。
However, the people did not believe him.
这记载在《使徒行传》的第七章。
This is written in Acts chapter 7.
我们来看《使徒行传》第七章。
Please turn to the book of Acts chapter 7.
第七章的24节。
Verse 24.
到了那里，他看见他们一个人受冤屈，就批复他。 为那受欺压的人报仇，打死那埃及人。25节。25。他以为弟兄们必明白神是借他的手搭救他们，他们却不明白。他的弟兄们没有办法跟他配合。His
own people cannot compliment him.
不但不能配合，而且讥笑他。
Not only that, they mocked him.
说难道就是你要来救我们吗？
Saying, are you the one to save us?
难道就是你来杀死埃及人吗？
Are you the one to kill the Egyptians?
他一看不行，他就逃了。
And he thought that something was wrong, he ran away.
他逃进了旷野。
He went into the desert.
我想他在旷野应该是每天望着埃及。
I believe that in the desert he will look to Egypt every day.
因为他整个家族都在埃及。
Because his family is all in Egypt.
他整个兄弟都在埃及受苦。
All of his brethren were suffering.
他在想什么40年。
What did he think about for 40 years?
他那个拐杖在想什么事情。
What did he think about?
没有人跟他讲话。
No one talked to him.
就一群羊咪咪咪叫。
He only had sheep to keep him company.
风吹日晒。
When the wind blew and the sun beat up on him,
神也不来安慰他,
the Lord did not come to comfort him.
他牧羊,
he was a shepherd.
他想着过去,
he thought about his past.
想着他曾经在王宫里面,
he thought about his life in the past.
想着时候已经到了,
he thought that the time is
right.
He thought that he could suffer for God.
怎么知道他的兄弟不能明白?
How could his brothers have not believed
不但不能明白,
him?
而且讥笑他?
Not only that, they mocked him.
所以当神再回来找他的时候,
so when God came to seek him out,
那时候摩西已经80岁了。
That time Moses was 80 years old.
You
can see that Moses probably was one who never dreamed.
神说摩西你去带以色列百姓出埃及。
God said to Moses, lead the people out of Egypt.
40年当中难道神找不到另外一个人吗?
Within this 40 years, can God not have found someone else?
我想神要找一定可以找到一个人的。
I believe that if God wanted to find someone,
he would have found him. 摩西已经老了。
After 40 years, Moses was old.
虽然他还是健康的，但已经老了。
Although he was still healthy, but he was old.
已经80岁了。
He was 80.
所以神来找他第一个是拒绝，不要。
So the first impression was that he refused.
那你去找别人吧。
He says, go look for someone else.
去他内心深处。
But within his heart,
其实他内心深处多么的希望是他。
He really wished that it was really him.
因为40年前他想说就是我。
Because 40 years ago, he thought, this man is me.
但是竟然没有成功。
However, he did it and he was a failure.
现在过了40年了。
Now 40 years have passed.
我已经老了。
I'm old.
你来找我做什么？
You have come to ask me to do what?
虽然他不愿意啊。
Therefore, he is unwilling.
我不要。
He says, go look for someone else.
早就神也生气了。
So God was angry.
其实神知道摩西是爱他的。
In actual fact, God knew Moses loved him a lot.
他事情当中他找不到别人。
He says, I have found no one else.
他只看到摩西。
He only sees Moses.
就这个人是最爱他的。
Because he knew Moses loved him the most.
所以他一定要找他。
So he will look for him.
要将这个工作交给他。
To give him this task.
可惜摩西不再做梦了。
But at that time, Moses no longer dreamed.
所以他拒绝了。
So he refused.
我想他拒绝得很辛苦。
I believe he suffered
as he refused God. 因为这会勾起很多的往事。
Because this made him reflect on his past.
当神向他显现的时候,
when God appeared to him,
他吓了一跳。
He was surprised.
到底发生了什么事情?
What had happened?
神怎么在荆棘的火焰当中?
Why did the Lord appear to me in the storm?
神告诉摩西你不要过来。
The Lord said, do not come near.
他说这里是圣地啊。
He said, this ground is holy.
我想摩西一定很震惊啊。
I believe Moses would have been surprised. 因为那个地方不是圣地。 Because that was not the holy ground.
那地方是荆棘的地方。
It was a place of thorns.
那地方是有火焰的地方。
Place of fire.
但神说这是圣地, 这是我的居所。
But the Lord says that this is holy ground, this is my dwelling
原来我的神住在荆棘里面。
place. He says, my Lord lives in the thorns.
原来我的神跟百姓同受苦难。
My Lord suffers along with his people.
但是神叫他不要。
But the Lord tell him.
我想他不要内心是很大的挣扎。
I believe when he refused, it was a great struggle.
但是他说我不要。
He says, I will not.
我想他内心是非常的哭泣。
So I thought, he must have suffered.
那到最后神很生气。
So at the end, God was angry.
所以摩西就拿起拐杖来。
So Moses took up his staff.
他去找法老王。
And he went and sought out the
pharaoh. 拾起他40年前那个梦。
He wanted to realize the dream of 40 years ago.
去找法老王。
He sought out the pharaoh.
神不断地降灾难。
The Lord sent down plagues.
到最后法老王没有办法让他们出去了。
Until the end, when the pharaoh allowed them to go.
所以摩西又带着以色列百姓出埃及。
So Moses led the people out of Egypt.
他想说这个梦已经实现了。
And he thought, my dream has came true.
我想是他们多么的高兴啊。
I thought he would have been overjoyed.
第一个就遇到了灾难，遇到了苦难。
One after another, they had troubles.
红海堵住前面了。
The Red Sea was in their way.
百姓开始抱怨了。
And the people started to grumble.
为什么带我出来？
Why did you bring us out?
在旷野不是很好吗？
Isn't it better in Egypt or in the desert?
到最后神来安慰他们。
So at the end, God come to comfort.
叫摩西打开一条道路。
To ask Moses to open the way.
他们穿过了红海了。
So they crossed the Red Sea.
又一件事情了。
And then another thing happened.
没有东西吃啊。
They ran out of food.
没有水喝啊。
They didn't have water.
这是神所指定的道路。
This is the path God has set out for them.
这是神叫我带领的道路。
This is the way that the Lord asked me to.
为什么好像什么都没有准备好。
Why is it that things are not prepared?
每一步都是困难的。
Everywhere we turn is hardship.
到底神有没有预备这条道路?
Has God really prepared this way?
摩西可能是真的不知道啊。
Perhaps Moses were really ignorant.
但是神在每一个困难当中都替他开了路。
But in every trouble, God was able to open a way.
一直到西乃山下。
Until they reached Mount Sinai.
神要颁布他的律法。
The Lord is to present his laws.
他叫摩西到山上来。
So he asked Moses to go up the mountain.
告诉他许多的奥秘。
To tell many mysteries.
摩西在那里可能度过他一生当中最美好的日子。
Perhaps Moses lived the most beautiful period of his life on that mountain.
跟神面对面40昼夜。
He's able to stay face to face with God for 40 days and nights.
他不吃也不喝。
He did not eat nor drink.
那是整个进入非常的欢喜的状态。
Must have been a joyful experience.
结果到最后神感叹了。
So at that time, the Lord...
我们来请神赶他下去了。
The Lord told him to go back.
我们来请看出埃及记的32章。
Please turn to Exodus chapter 32.
出埃及记的32章。
Exodus chapter 32.
32章第7节。
Verse 7.
神对摩西说：“下去吧，因为你的百姓，就是你从埃及领出来的百姓，已经败坏了。”
The Lord said to Moses, "Go down, because your people, whom you brought up out of Egypt, have become corrupt."
所以这里神心很痛。
Here the Lord suffered.
所以他赶摩西下去了。
So he told Moses to go.
他说：“你下去吧。”
he said, go down.
因为你的百姓已经败坏了。
Because your people are corrupt.
他们已经偏离我的道路了。
They have strayed from my way.
第十节。
Verse 10.
你且由着我，我要向他们发烈怒，将他们灭绝掉。
So now leave me alone so that my anger may burn against them.
然后使你的后裔成为大国。
Then I will make you into a great nation.
摩西就恳求他的神了。
So Moses sought the favor of the Lord.
说神啊，你为什么向你的百姓发烈怒呢？
Said, Lord, why should your anger burn against your people?
神说，这百姓是你的。
The Lord said, these are your people.
已经败坏了，我不要了。
They're corrupt, I don't want them anymore.
摩西说，神啊，不要这个样子。
But Moses said, Lord, don't be like that.
这百姓不是我的。
These are not my people.
是你叫我带出来的。
These are the people you asked me to bring out of Egypt.
如果他们不能走到迦南地的话，
if they are unable to reach the land of Canaan,
埃及人会议论的。
The Egyptian will wonder.
你会受亏损的。
You will be judged.
所以你千万不要灭绝他们。
Therefore, you must not destroy them.
没有错，神是要留下摩西这一家。
It's true that God wants to save the house of Moses.
但是摩西不愿意接受。
But Moses did not want to take that.
因为他的梦里面不是这样子的。
Because that was not within his dreams.
他的梦里面是带领兄弟离开埃及。
In his dreams, he led his brothers out of the land of Egypt.
达到迦南地。
Until the land of Canaan.
但这里神不要了。
But here the Lord no longer wants them.
神说到此为止吧。
The Lord said that is it.
摩西说千万不能这样子。
But Moses says you must not say
that. 所以求你纪念你的仆人亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
So he asked the Lord to remember the God of his.
求你纪念啊，你曾经跟我的祖先讲过。
What you said to my forefathers.
说你会祝福他的后裔的。
That you will bless his descendants.
你怎么可以现在就断了呢？
How then can you discontinue this now?
他们这三个人都相信你的话的。
These three people have believed you.
他们都是因为你的话受了很多苦楚的。
And because of that, they suffered.
你千万不要这么做。
You must not do this.
神说你下去吧。
The Lord says, go down.
摩西就拿着滑板下来。
So Moses came down the mountain with the tablets.
他一看，哎呀，百姓真的犯罪了。
He saw how the people sinned against God.
他本来还不知道。
Before he didn't know.
当他下了山，他看见了。
But when he came out of the mountain, he saw.
在第十五节他这样记载。
Verse 15 it records.
摩西转身下山呐，手里拿着两块法板，这板是两面写的，这面那面都有字，是神的工作，这是神写的，刻在板上。第十七节。
17.
约书亚听见百姓呼喊的声音，就对摩西说：“这营里面有征战的声音。”摩西说：“这不是人打仗的声音，也不是人打败仗的声音，我所听见的乃是人歌唱的声音。”第十九节。
19.
摩西挨近营前，就看见牛犊，又看见人跳舞，便发烈怒，把两块板扔在山下摔碎了，又将他所住的牛犊用火焚烧，磨得粉碎，撒在水面上，叫以色列百姓喝。我想这里摩西愤怒难当啊。
Here we see how angry Moses was.
他这里愤怒可能比神还要愤怒。
His anger was probably greater than God.
他手里拿着神的两块法板。
He had in his hands the tablets of God.
他一看，糟糕，百姓犯罪了。
He saw the people were sinning.
法板里面的第一条是除了我以外不可别的神。
What was the first commandment? Thou shalt have no other gods
before me. 第二条是不可拜偶像。
Second said, Thou shalt not worship idols.
这百姓全部败坏了。
And yet these people have done
just that. 他内心非常的痛苦啊。
He was suffering.
他将两块摔碎了。
So then he threw the stones on the ground and broke them.
这表示他内心的痛苦。
This tells you how much he was suffering.
一切都这样一摔摔碎了。
So everything he had dreamed shattered.
包括带领以色列百姓出埃及啊。
Including leading the people out of Egypt.
包括带领他们到那牛奶与蜜之地。
Including leading them to the promised land.
所有的梦在这里就结束了。
All the dreams end right here.
他将牛犊磨得粉碎。
So then he ground the calf into powder.
强迫百姓喝下去。
Scattered on the water and made the Israelites drink it.
他为什么这么做不知道。
Why did he do this? I don't know.
我知道他内心一直很痛苦。
I just know that he must have suffered a lot.
所以接着他怎么说呢？
So then what did he say?
在第二十七节。
Verse 27.
在第二十六节。
26.
摩西站在营门当中说，凡属耶和华的人都到我这里来。
Verse 26. So he stood at the entrance to the camp and said, whoever is for the Lord, come to me.
以色列支派的子孙到他那里。
And all the Levites rallied to him.
摩西说，杀，去杀你的兄弟。
And Moses said to them, go and kill your brothers.
神要灭绝百姓，摩西说千万不要。
The Lord wants to destroy the people, and Moses says, Lord, you must not do
that. 但是等到摩西看见了，他叫利未人去杀他兄弟啊。
But when Moses saw what the people did, he told the Levites to go and kill their own brothers.
可见他内心是多么的痛苦。
You can see how much he was in pain.
我想他那天晚上到底怎么过。
I cannot imagine how he lived through that night.
因为在圣经这么记载，第三十节。
In verse 30, the scripture recorded.
到了第二天啊。
The next day.
摩西对百姓说，你们都犯了大罪了。
Moses said to the people, you have committed a great sin.
我如今要回到神那里去。
But now I have to go up to the Lord.
或许啊，可以为你们赎罪。
Perhaps I can make atonement for your sin.
他完全没有把握。
He had no guarantee.
但是呢, 他不会因为妙宝而不去。
But even without guarantee, he knew he had to go.
很快的在他内心里面升起第二个梦。
In his dream, quickly a second dream appeared. Perhaps I can change the mind of God.
圣经说到了第二天,
the Bible says the next day.
这几句话让我很感动。
These few words moved me greatly.
到了第二天,
the next day.
就是过了一个漫漫长的一个晚上。
After a long, long night.
那天晚上摩西一定是辗转难眠了。
At that time, I do not believe Moses slept.
他可能就在神的帐篷在约柜面前转来转去。
Perhaps he paced in front of the Ark of the Covenant.
因为他就住在帐幕的门口啊。
Because he lived by the entrance of the tent.
他可能那一天一直看着这个会幕啊。
And he looked upon the tabernacle of God.
百姓拜偶像是事实。
That the people worshipping the idol is a reality.
神要灭绝他们，这是理所当然的。
If God wants to destroy them, he has every right. But he doesn't want to accept this reality. The next day, when he got up,
他完全没有把握,
he had no guarantee.
但是他告诉百姓啊,
but he said to the people,
我要回到神那里去,
I will go up to the Lord.
我如今啊,要回到神那里去,
but now, I will go up to the Lord.
所以我们任何的梦如果破碎的时候,
when your dream has been shattered,
不要忘记将它拾起来,
do not forget to revive it again. To return to God. Perhaps the Lord can make atonement. Perhaps. So Moses went back to the Lord for 40 days and nights. The first time he met God, he spoke to God face to face. But this time he prostrated himself before the Lord. He did not dare to raise his head for 40 days and nights.
说主啊,
asked the Lord to forgive these people. Because he wants his dream to come true. So at the end, the Lord agreed to what he said.
神说好吧,
so the Lord says,
leave this place.
I will not punish them now. You can continue to guide them.
所以摩西他那天晚上所做的梦实现了。
So we can see that the dream that Moses had that night came true.
因为他将那个梦带到神的面前。
Because he presented his dream to God.
我们知道飞蛾啊,要变成蝴蝶,要有很长的时间。 一只虫要变成蝴蝶,要有很长的时间。
We know that in order for a caterpillar to become a butterfly, it takes a while.
这个时间当中你要经历过许多的苦难。
But within this period of time, there's a lot of suffering.
但是这个苦难,它不管怎么来, 你总要一个目标,我要变成蝴蝶。
But no matter how great the suffering, you have this goal that one day I will be a butterfly.
所以不管是春夏秋冬也好,
so no matter what season it is,
不管日子怎么变化,
no matter how the days change,
它总是在每个季节当中生存。
At every moment, this being lived.
因为他只有一个目标,
because he has only one purpose.
要变作蝴蝶,
in order to become a butterfly.
有一天他带着这个梦睡着了,
so one day with this dream, it fell asleep.
他将自己包起来了,
it wrapped itself up.
等他醒过来的时候已经是一只飞翔的蝴蝶了。
And when he woke up again, then he is a beautiful butterfly.
摩西带领百姓带到了埃及地的门口, 迦南地的门口。
Moses led the people to the border of the land of Canaan.
百姓又不想进去了。
People refused to enter.
所以神非常的生气,
so God was angry.
就在旷野当中将百姓灭绝了。
And in the desert, the Lord slew them all.
我们来看民数记的第20章。
Please turn to the book of Numbers, chapter 20.
民数记的20章。
Book of Numbers, chapter 20.
民数记20章这里发生了一个故事。
Within Numbers chapter 20 is recorded a story.
就是那时候水又没有了。
At that time, yet again, they did not have water.
其实40年来这个水都跟着他们。
In actual fact, for 40 years, the water followed them.
但在那时候水没有了。
But at that time, they ran out of water.
所以神告诉摩西,
so God said to Moses,
第八节,
verse 8,
这时候他们已经来到迦南, 已经过了40年, 他们又来到迦南地的门口了。
They're at the entrance of the land of Canaan.
神对摩西说, 你要拿着杖去, 和你的哥哥亚伦啊, 然后吩咐磐石流水。
The Lord said to Moses, verse 8, take the staff and you and your brother Aaron gather the assembly together.
于是摩西呢,就从神面前呢,将这个杖拿去了。
And so the Lord took, so Moses took up the staff before the Lord.
然后接着呢,摩西就用杖击打磐石。
And the, Moses struck the rock with his staff.
结果磐石就流出水来。
And water came flowing out of the rock.
这段故事我们明天会特别的来讲这段故事,
Tomorrow we'll touch upon this.
当这水流下来的时候呢, 百姓非常的欢喜。
When the water gushed out, the people were overjoyed.
百姓在那边喝水啊。
And they started to drink the water.
但是摩西听到一个声音啊。
But Moses heard this voice.
你不能进迦南地。
You cannot enter the land of Canaan.
摩西已经120岁了。
That time Moses was 120.
你想他听到这句话有什么感觉?
What do you think he felt when he heard this voice?
旷野走了40年。
He walked in the desert for 40 years.
在旷野牧养40年。
He was a shepherd in the desert for 40 years.
然后又带领百姓走旷野40年。
He led the people in the wilderness for 40 years.
这80年这个梦想,
Within 80 years, his dreams
就是进迦南。
Was to enter into the land of Canaan.
现在就在河的那一边而已。
Now he's right at the boundary of it.
神说你不能进去。
But the Lord said, you may not pass through here.
这是一个很大的打击。
This must have been a great...
摩西的伟大在这个地方。
And this is where Moses was.
He 神不让他进去。
Because the Lord did not allow
但是他没有这样就离开。
him to go in. But not because of this, he then left.
他的姐姐死了。
His sister had died.
接着亚伦也死了。
And Aaron also died.
剩下摩西孤单一个人了。
So only Moses left.
他继续带领。
He continued to lead the people.
他在带领当中，他知道他不能进迦南地。
But even in his leadership, he knew he cannot go in himself.
这件事情对他来讲是一个很大的打击。
This must have been a great pain to him.
但是他从来没有放弃。
But he did not give up.
所以他一直走到最后啊。
So he walked until the very end.
我们来请看《申命记》的第三章。
Please turn to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 3.
申命记的第三章。
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 3.
第三章的23节。那时我恳求耶和华说：“主耶和华，你已经将你的大力大能显给仆人看了，在天上在地下有什么神能够像你行事，像你大有作为呢？”25节。求你容我过去看看约旦河那边的美地，就是那佳美的山地和利巴润。
Here Moses asked the Lord.
这已经是最后了。This
is the very end.
他恳求神。
He asked God.
说主啊，求你让我过去。
He says, Lord, let me go over.
让我过去看看约旦河那边的美地。And
see the good land behind beyond the Jordan.
那个我从小就听见的故事。This
is the story I've heard from young.
我从小就知道有一块地是属于我们的。
From young, I knew there's a land that belonged to us.
是神应许给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。This
is the land promised to our forefathers.
是我祖先应该得到的地方。This
is the land belonging to my forefathers.
主啊，现在求你让我过去。Lord,
allow me to go over.
我知道你不让我过去。I
know that you would not let me enter.
但是能不能求你让我过去。But
can you let me go over and see?
在这里我真的非常的觉得说，摩西这个人真的算是一个完全没有人能够打败他的一个人。
I believe that at this point in time, no one can defeat Moses.
神说你不能去,
the Lord said, you cannot
他说你让我过去好不好?
But he asked the Lord, can you let me go and see? To see for myself.
请你让我过去一下,
let me go over and see. Because I want to see this place.
神怎么说呢?
What did God say? Verse 26, but because of you, the Lord was angry with me and would not listen to me. That is enough, the Lord said.
我想当神听见摩西这么恳求，那内心也非常的难过。I
believe the Lord must also feel the pain of Moses' plea.
因为他看见摩西的影子。Because
he can see the shadow of Moses.
看见一个40岁的摩西为了他多么大的牺牲。Can
see a 40-year-old Moses, he suffered and sacrificed for him.
他离开王宫为我。He
left the palace for me.
进入了旷野。
He went into the wilderness.
过了40年的旷野生活,
After 40 years of solitary life,
又带领以色列百姓出埃及,
he led the people out of Egypt.
再经过40年的折磨,
and after 40 years of pain and suffering,
这一切都是为了我,
all these he did for me.
120岁了,
he's 120.
他只求一件事情,
he only asked me one thing.
求你让我过去,
he asked me to let him to go
神说,
over.
罢了，不要再提了,
so the Lord said, enough, do not talk of it anymore.
不要再讲了,
do not speak to me anymore about this
matter.
Because perhaps the Lord will weep with him.
你不能过去的,
you cannot go.
但是你说你要看,
but if you want to see it,
那我带你去看,
then I will bring you to see it.
因为你说你求你让我过去看看那个地方,
because you ask to allow me to go over and see the land.
好,你要看我带你去看,
so I will bring you over to see it.
我们来看到申命记的34章,
Deuteronomy chapter 34.
生命记的三十四章。三十四章的第一节。
Chapter 34, verse 1.
摩西在摩亚平原登到尼泊山上，上了那与耶利哥相对的毗斯加山顶。耶和华把基列全地直到但拿弗他利全地以法莲马拉西的地犹大全地直到西海南地和中树城耶利哥的平原直到索尔都指给他看。耶和华对他说，这就是我向亚伯拉罕以撒雅各启示应许之地，我必将这地赐给你的后裔，现在我使你已经看见了，你却不能过去。神叫摩西到山上来。
The Lord asked Moses to go up a mountain.
其实神很爱摩西的。
Natural fact, God loved him very
much. 因为他知道说这是他全家敬重的。
Because he is the most reverent of all.
而且是120年来从来没有改变。
In 120 years, Moses did not change.
但是你现在不能进去。
But now because he cannot go in.
我不会让你进去的。
I will not allow you to go in.
但是这不是对你一个惩罚。
But this is not a punishment on my part.
因为将来摩西在变帽山上显现了。
Because later, Moses was transformed on the mount.
但是你不能过去。
But he could not go over.
你要看，我带你去看。
If you want to see it, I will bring you to see it.
所以你到山上来。
So the Lord asked him to come to the mountain.
在那高山上，剩下神跟摩西两个人。
On the top of that mountain, there's only Moses and God.
摩西就告诉神，就告诉摩西。
So God said to Moses,
你看你所要看的地。
Look at the land.
我指给你看。
I will show you.
南边、北边、西边。
In all directions.
这边都是赐给你们的。
All these I have promised you.
现在你都看见了。
Now you have seen it.
但是你不能过去。
But you will not cross over to it.
我正在想这一幕。
I imagine the scenario.
他们两个人在山上的时候。
That these two beings on the
mountain. 到底是一个什么样的情形
？What was happening?
神在山上等摩西。
The Lord waits for Moses.
摩西拿着拐杖到神的面前。
Moses with his staff came to his presence.
神说：“摩西，你来。
”And the Lord acknowledged his presence.
神抱着摩西啊。
Perhaps the Lord embraced him.
你不能过去。
You cannot go over.
但是我告诉你，你可以看得见。
But I tell you, you will see it.
从南到北。
From north to south.
这一切都是要赐给你们的。
All these belong to you and your
descendants. 摩西跟着神的手势一个一个看。
So Moses followed the Lord's finger and saw every land.
他一定是满心的欢喜。
He must have been overjoyed.
他看了就要看着神。
And then he turned to God.
神看着他。
And the Lord looked at him.
圣经这么记载。
The scripture records.
摩西的精神没有衰败。
That the spirit of Moses did not fade.
摩西的眼睛没有分化。
That his eyes did not fade.
但是他却死在山上。
But he passed on that mountain.
我又不晓得他怎么死的。
I do not know how he died.
这样一个人怎么会死掉？
How could he have died just like that?
身体的那么好。
Because he was not weak.
眼睛那么亮。
His eyes were bright.
他却死了。
And yet he died.
所以神让他看完之后。
So after the Lord allowed him to see it.
摩西看着牧养他一生的神。
Moses turned to the Lord.That he has shepherded all his life.
看着他，神看着他。
He said, "The Lord looked at him."
神就让他轻轻的死掉了。
And the Lord allowed him to pass on.
将抱起来。
And perhaps embraced him.
将他埋葬。
And put him in a grave.
他埋葬在一个迦南一个山谷里面。
He was buried in this mountain.
在那里，他可每天晚上可以听到迦南吹过来的风。
Perhaps at night he will be able to hear the sound of the wind passing through the land of Canaan.The Lord buried him himself.
神是多么的爱他。
The Lord loved him very much.
摩西他得到了神最大的荣耀。
Moses had received the greatest glory from God.
世界上没有一个人是被神埋葬的。
No one in this world was buried by
God. 他怎么能够得到这么大的祝福？
How was he able to be so blessed?
因为他一直向着神做梦。
Because he dreamed.
我相信神一定会成就的。
I believe the Lord will make his dream come true.
不管怎么样，我一定要走向神。
No matter what, I will face the Lord.
不管怎么样，我一定要来亲近神。
No matter what, I will draw near to God.
不管神怎么样对我生气。
No matter how angry God is with
me. 我还是要回到神的面前。
I will return to him.
因为说不定神会答应我。
Because perhaps the Lord will consent to what I ask.
这个说不定给了一个很大的力量。
This word perhaps has given him a lot of strength.
这个说不定让神大大的祝福他。
And this perhaps has allowed the Lord to bless him greatly. And perhaps today we lose the spirit. We often see the church as being problematic. Perhaps I myself have even greater understanding of that than you.
这不是 不会让人伤心的。
This is something that causes you great grief.
这当然让人很伤心。
Of course, it brings you a lot of grief. Because this is the latter day True Jesus Church. It seems that so many years I've walked with it, and yet it does not grow. But in actual fact, it becomes heavier, the burden. So we do not know what's going to happen in the future. But we have to have this hope in us. I have to continue to dream. To dream this impossible dream. That I have to be able to fly.
我只会飞起来,
not only can I fly, the whole church will fly with me.
我要回到神面前,
I will return to God.
我要再跟神祈求,
I will ask the Lord.
不管这个夜是多么的漫长,
no matter how long the night may be,
我相信神一定会答应的,
I believe the Lord will consent.
神要我们有这个梦想。
The Lord wants us to have such a dream. When Jesus Christ commanded his disciples to preach to these people who were illiterate, said, go and spread the gospel to all people. If I was Peter, I would have said, Lord, you found the wrong person. What kind of knowledge do I have? The Lord has used me. You ask me to preach to all people.
我们这12个人,
there's 12 of us.
你没有找错人吧?
Perhaps you have wrong person in mind.
彼得他们从来没有这样的困难。
But Peter never said this.
但是我们今天却有很大的困难。
But today we think we have a lot of problems.
我们不是常常说都是我们东方人怎么办?
He says, what happened? Because of us, what are we going to do?
我们只是东方人而已啊。
We're just Asians.
没有西方人来信啊。
We don't have any Caucasians in our midst. So we started to doubt whether or not we are the true church. But Peter did not have such a doubt. Why is it that when the Lord told them this, they accepted? Just like the Lord telling us, you have to go and design a space shuttle. I will tell the Lord, I cannot do it.
不是我能够做的做成的事情。
This is not something I can do.
但他们没有这个困难。
But Peter did not experience
this.
Because they accepted the dream of God. What did Jesus want the most? That the gospel be preached to all corners of the earth. He did not look for other people. He sought after those who dreamed. Those people who never thought that the dream is impossible. So the disciples accepted and they spread the gospel. And because they accepted and then they spread the gospel. Therefore, this gospel is passed from generation to generation until ours. You must have imagine how difficult this must have been.
多少人为了这个福音被逼迫?
Many people were persecuted for this gospel. 多少人为了这个福音牺牲了许多? Many people sacrificed for it.
他们内心里面所想的是什么?
What did they think?
他们没有想过自己的利益。
They didn't think about their own benefit.
他们只想说将这个东西传出去。
They just think, I have to spread this out.
因为传出去就能够救人。
Because if I can spread it out, I can save others.
也因为这样，这个棒子今天交到我们手上来了。
Because of this, this baton has been put in our hand.
同样的，往普天去传福音，这个棒子到我们手上了。
The same command the Lord gave to his disciples, we have to go out and spread the gospel.
当你接住的时候,
when we hold on to this baton,
你想说, 这是个梦想吧?
Do you say that this is only a dream?
这哪里有可能?
Is this possible?
你放弃了。
And then you give it up.
你不再做梦了。
You don't want to dream anymore.
你不再做梦，神的梦也就没有了。If
you do not dream, then the dream of God will also cease.
我们来请看历代志下的第十一章。Please
turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 11.
历代志上的第十一章。1
Chronicles chapter 11.
历代志上第十一章的十五节。
Chapter 11 verse 15.
三十个勇士中的三个人下到磐石那里，进了亚杜兰洞见大卫。腓力士的军队在利法营谷安营。第十六节。那时大卫在山寨腓力士人的房营，在伯利恒。大卫可想，大卫渴了，他说：“甚愿有人将伯利恒城门的井里的水打来给我喝。”这三个勇士就闯过腓力士人的营盘。 从伯利恒城旁的井里打水，拿来奉给大卫，他却不肯喝，将水奠在耶和华面前，说：“我的神啊，这三个人冒死去打来水，这水好像是他们的血一般，我断不肯喝。” 如此大卫不肯喝，这是三个勇士所做的事情。当大卫在跟非利士人征战的时候，
When David was fighting against the Philistines,
结果大卫有个愿望，
And David had a wish.
他讲了一句话，
He said,
我可想喝伯利恒城旁的那井里面的水。
Oh, that someone would get me a drink of water from the well near the gate of Bethlehem.
要是你想说，王啊，现在打仗啊。
If you think that king, we are fighting right now.
是这个伯利恒城在敌人的范围里面啊。
That the gate of Bethlehem is in the realm of the enemy.
你怎么这个时候说你想喝那里的水？
How would you want to drink the water at this?
我们这里不是有很多水吗？
Do I not have a lot of water?
你怎么说你要喝伯利恒城旁边的水？
Why do you want to drink the water from there?
但他是个勇士，三个勇士不是这样回答。
But the three heroes did not answer this way.
这三个勇士听见王有这样的渴望。
These three people heard that this is the wish of the king.
我要喝伯利恒城旁边的那个井里面的水。
I wish to drink the water from the well beside the gate of Bethlehem.
他们就起来了。
So they went.
起来做什么？
What did they do?
要来成就王的梦。
They went to realize the dream.
要使王的梦成为事实。
So that the dream of the king will come true.
所以他们就越过许多的危险来到了伯利恒城。
So going through many dangers, they broke through the Philistines' defense.
然后从那井里面拿起水来。
And drew the water from the well near the gate of Bethlehem.
带到大卫的面前。
And carried it back to David.
说王啊，你的水在这里。
Saying, King, here is your water.
这个故事跟整个战争非常的不协调。
This story had very little to do with the actual battle.
你可能会说大卫是个昏君啊。
Perhaps you think that David had lost his mind.
怎么做一个这样的一个要求？
Why did he
have such a, 一个梦想？
Such a dream or such a wish?
你会说这三个勇士是一个很糊涂的勇士？
Perhaps you say that these three men were foolish.
万一他们为了这个水牺牲生命，多么不值得？
That if they were to lose their lives over this water, it would have been wasteful.
但这些都不是他们的困难。
But all these were not difficulties.
他们只想到说王要水。
They only realized that the king wanted the water.
那我做仆人呢，就是去拿水，就这样子而已。
Then I, as a servant, will drew the water for him.
那前面的困难他们都看不见呐。
All the other dangers they did not.
他们只看到伯利恒井里面的水。
They just see the water by the gate of Bethlehem.
所以他们穿过敌人那里，他拿了水回来了。
So they pierced the defense of the enemies and drew the water.
等到大卫看到这个水，他不敢喝了。
But when David saw the water, he did not dare to drink it.
他感受到这三勇士的勇敢。
Because he understood how brave those three must have been.
他感受到这三个勇士对他的爱。
He felt the love of these three people for him.
他不敢承担。
He was unable to accept it.
其实神常常是不敢承担我们对他的爱情。
In actual fact, sometimes the Lord do not dare to accept what we show him.
我们的爱其实对神来讲是一个很大的重担。
Our love towards the Lord must have been a great
burden. 他没有办法去承担这么大的爱。
He's unable to carry this burden.
当斯蒂凡跟神祷告的时候，
When Stephen was praying to God,
斯蒂凡被逼迫。
He was being persecuted.
他眼睛往上一望，天就开了。
When he looked up to the skies, the heavens opened.
神怎么有可能再将天关起来？
How then could the Lord close the heavens again?
一个这么爱他的斯蒂凡，
Stephen who loved him so much.
一个为他被逼迫的斯蒂凡，
A one who suffered persecution.
他已经没有路跑了。
He had nowhere else to go.
他唯一能够做的是望着神。
The only thing he could do is look to God.
他一望天，天就开了。
When he looked to the skies opened.
他说：“我看见了人子坐在神的右边。”
He said, "I can see the Son of Man sitting beside the Lord."
我们都看不见。
We could not see it.
因为我们从来没有进到那么深处。
Because we never enter into that depth.
没有走到那个人所不愿意去的地方。
We have not been to the place where no one wants to go.
因为我们认为说那里已经没有路了。
Because at that time we have nowhere else to go.
但是斯蒂凡在那里看见了一条道路。
But Stephen is able to see this way.
没有错，人家那里是来打他。
It's true, others were trying to stone him.
将他打了快死了。
To the point where he was almost
dead.
他
大声的呼求。
And he cried out loud.
神啊，祈求你接受我的灵魂。
Lord, accept my spirit.
你说神可以说，我再想想看。
Do you think the Lord would say, I'll think about it?
神马上接受他的灵魂。
God accepted him immediately.
因为这个爱太重。
Because his love is
神承担不起。
Is so heavy, the Lord cannot carry it.
就像大卫他没有办法承担啊。
Just like David here cannot take it.
他可想伯利恒城旁井里面的水。
He longed for the water by the gate of Bethlehem.
但是等到这个水来到他面前，不敢喝了。
But when the water actually came to him, he was unable to drink it.
他这个不敢喝，不是他否定这三个勇士。
He is unable to drink it. It's not because he denied the bravery of these three people.
他将这个水泼在神的面前。
He poured out the water before the Lord.
因为这个只有神看得起领受。
Because only the Lord is deserving of such
bravery. 这样的爱，我大卫不配领受。
Such love should not be given to David.
我们希望能够用我们的爱来感动神。
I hope that we can all move the Lord with our love.
用我们的梦想来 将神的福音传出去。
To allow our dreams to spread the gospel.
当然，用我们的梦想，让我们教会能够更加的完全。
And that in our dreams will make our church even more perfect.
对一个会做梦的人来讲
，To one who is able to dream.
没有一个什么事情是不可能的。
It's nothing that is impossible.
什么事情他都可以在梦里面看见。
Everything can be seen in a dream.
因为他看见。
Because you can see it.
所以他要起来行走。
Therefore, he will get up and do it.
因为他以为这是真实的。
Because you see it as a reality.
别人都笑他说这不是真实的。
Others may laugh at him and say, this is not real.
但他持续地往前走。
But he's able to go forward.
有一天他走出来原来是真实的一条道路。
One day he will discover, truly it is a way.
33年前有个年轻人去追彩虹。
33 years ago, there was a young man who chased after the rainbow.
我从来没有想过那次追彩虹会有这样的结果。
I never imagined that as a result of chasing a rainbow, this would happen.
我知道我很笨。
I believe I was foolish.
我想要去看彩虹的背后。
I wanted to see the other side of the rainbow.
这是永远不可能的事情。
This is an impossible thing.
如果现在我绝对不会去追它了。
Today I would not have chased after the rainbow.
那我感谢神让我在17岁看到它。
But I thank the Lord that I was able to see it when I was 17.
让我曾经追过。
So that I had a chance to chase after it.
我知道美好的东西不是在得到。
I believe that things of beauty perhaps is not within my grasp.
亚伯拉罕没有得到什么。
Abraham did not receive anything.
摩西也没有进到迦南地。
Neither did Moses enter the land of Canaan.
但是他们却感受到了最美好的。
But they have experienced what is the most beautiful.
那是没有人能够夺去的。
And there's nothing that anyone can take it away.
他们虽然没有得到。
Although they did not receive it.
但是他们却把握住了。
But they have this assurance.
他们知道说这彩虹是他们的。
They knew that this rainbow belonged to them.
所以我希望我们能够再次来做梦。
So I hope that all of us would dream once again.
不要害怕。
Do not be afraid.
神跟我们同在。
Because the Lord is with us.
也祈求神让我们的梦都能够实现。
And we also ask the Lord to realize our dreams.
当下一次下雨的时候。
Next time it rains.
当彩虹出现的时候。
And when the rainbow comes out.
请你们不要忘记。
I ask that you not forget.
不要忘记这个故事。
Do not forget the story.
唱诗三百。
Please sing him 368.
Thank you.
Now we'll pray together.
我们只为我们多伦多教会祷告。
Pray for our church in Toronto.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.